Welcome to Hope is Alive. Yes, hope is alive in our Lord Jesus Christ. Why? Because he said so. Jesus said in Luke, and he said unto them, I beheld Satan falling as lightning from heaven. Behold, I have given you authority to tread upon serpents and scorpions and over all the power of the enemy, and nothing shall in any wise hurt you. Nevertheless, in this rejoice not that the spirits are subject to you, but rejoice that your names are written in heaven. Did you hear that? The spirits are subject to you, and you've been given all power over them. Now in Matthew 10, he was speaking to his disciples, and he said, as you go, preach, saying, the kingdom of heaven is at hand. Heal the sick, raise the dead, cleanse the lepers, cast out demons, freely received, freely give. And then in Mark, he said unto them, go ye into all the world, and preach the gospel to the whole creation. And he that believeth and is baptized shall be saved, but he that disbelieveth shall be condemned. And these signs shall accompany them that believe. In my name shall they cast out demons. They shall speak with new tongues. They shall take up serpents. And if they drink any deadly thing, it shall in no wise hurt them. They shall lay hands on the sick, and they shall recover. Join us as we celebrate these verses given to us in God's holy word. Tonight we have a live interview with Mr. Everett Cox of Deliverance Ministries in Oklahoma City. We'll hear some more of his story and give you a chance to call in and ask questions concerning deliverance and setting the captives free. If you have a question about the issue of demons or evil spirits, then this is the time to call and ask. Join us because hope is alive in our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ.
Good evening and welcome to Hope is Alive. And we thank you for joining us and we say good evening, Brother Ralph.
Good evening from the beautiful Ozarks. How is everybody this evening?
Doing well, doing well. And good evening, Pastor Cox.
Good evening, Richard, Ralph. Blessings from Oklahoma again.
Amen. And beautiful day here in Laramie. Just a perfect time of year. Nice cool breeze blowing in and almost sweatshirt weather. I hate to brag, but in August that's pretty nice. So, well, man, I know we've got a couple callers. I'll be tuning in and I'll let you know when they call in.
All right, thank you, sir. Sure, appreciate it. Good evening, everyone. Welcome to Hope is Alive, the testimony show about those who have been set free from that which has oppressed them. By the power of the Holy Spirit, in the name of Jesus, all being done by the hands of Christians, because we were given that authority to do this and operate in it, and that's part of the gospel, and that's why we come on here, to help people realize this, to help them be equipped, to be ready, and to overcome. And I do give good evening to you, Pastor Cox. Glad to be here on the air with you again.
Good to be aboard. Hard to believe a week has already gone by, but I enjoyed hearing the song that was on earlier, Onward Christian Soldiers.
Yes.
Well, that certainly fits spiritual warfare. Amen.
It does. And the one right before that was Leaning on the Everlasting Arms of Jesus, because we could not do the spiritual warfare without being able to lean upon the arms of our Lord. And we do thank you, Jesus, that you have equipped us to go out and operate in your name. And if you have any questions about deliverance, you can go to deliveranceusa.com. You can send an email to us at info@deliveranceusa.com. And, of course, on that website is almost everything that we talk about that's brought up from time to time on this radio program, the different prayers and all those things that we talk about. And if you also need the book, if you don't have it, I highly suggest it. Well, Do the Supernatural Works of Jesus by Pastor Cox. It has nearly 40 years worth of experience laid down in it. It is an easy manual that breaks down the scriptures, breaks down the procedures, and helps you to be able to do these things. And it's not that hard. It's everyday Christianity. And Pastor Cox has put it down in a very, very simple format.
And I think what's exciting, Ralph, is that this is, I say it over and over, but this is not a gift area. What we're talking about tonight is spiritual warfare is just normal Christianity. All Christians can do it, we find. The ministers that have come through our training, they go to churches all over the metro, and they've gone through our training and learned how to help people get free of problem areas that they never imagined might be spiritual. But what good news that often in one session that those can be cast out, and then the problem is no longer there. Is that good news or what?
That is good news. That is fantastic news, is what it is. And let me read a little everyday Christianity that is laid down right in the Bible, Acts chapter 14, verse 9. This man was listening to Paul as he spoke, who, when he had fixed his gaze on him, and had seen he had the faith to be made well, said with him with a loud voice, "Stand up upright on your feet." And he leapt up and began to walk. And that is everyday Christianity right there. And we have witnessed things like that. I know that the past couple weeks, we've talked about that. Some people coming in with pain there on Monday night, severe pain, and they're told basically that. They're not asking the Father to do it. They're speaking directly to the pain, speaking directly to the problem, just as Paul did to that man right there. And he said with a loud voice, stand upright on your feet. And he leapt up and began to walk. And that is everyday Christianity. That same power and authority that Paul was granted has been granted to little old me, little old Pastor, little old Richard, and everyone else that's out there listening to that's a believer in Jesus Christ.
Amen. Amen. And yes, even on the show last week, we had one of those cases of where the man came in for just a few minutes to pick something up, but he could hardly walk. And after we took authority over the pain and commanded alignment in his body, and he started walking, and then he started running around the room with a big smile on his face. And yep. He's still free from that. And it only
Praise
took
Lord.
A few minutes. But I did inquire, did he have anybody he needed to forgive before I prayed for him? And how was he on forgiving himself? Or was he blaming God for anything, not thinking about how Satan is pulling strings? And so we cleared that out first. As we've seen, if people are carrying unforgiveness, the healing won't come. We see that over and over. And so it worked on him in just a few minutes.
Yeah, I suspect that a lot of the times, you know, what we're told in the Bible is what we need to know, but you know, that so much more is spoke beforehand, afterhand, this and that. And I suspect that a lot of times that forgiveness was an issue that was talked by the apostles, because in every one of the epistles and by the words of Jesus, they were taught the importance of forgiving. And I suspect that stand up on your feet. That before that was even said, when he was sitting there talking and was preaching, that forgiveness was probably one of the many many things that Paul was speaking that day to all the those that were listening.
Well, as Jesus said, if you don't forgive, you'll be turned to the tormentors, and he was certainly tormented.
Yes, yes. And here's a little bit more of everyday Christianity in chapter 14, and it said, chapter 14, verse 19, and the Jews came from Antioch and Iconium, and having won over the crowds, they stoned Paul and dragged him out to the city, supposing him to be dead. But while the disciples stood around him, he got up and entered the city. Now, there's a lot of people out there suspect, and I believe this so, that since they thought he was dead, there's a good chance Paul was dead. But I don't think those apostles, the disciples, were just sitting around him and just looking down at him. I bet that they were commanding a healing upon Paul and maybe even raising him from the dead at that point. And that's just another example of everyday Christianity being explained out in the book of Acts.
Amen.
So, Pastor, how did this Monday go?
Well, we had 14 cases and a minister for each. We had some people from Kansas again that had driven down, and they drove back. We didn't, in fact, I ministered to the man that came down. He had his family with him. And it was like 3.5 hours or so. We didn't finish up till 10:30 or 11, somewhere in there. But they drove back, and he had a great deliverance. I got the head demon up, was able to interrogate it. In fact, the head demon was Jezebel, which we find in men as well as women. And there were other demons there, too. Leviathan was present. He had quite a few spirits in him that we were able to finally making sure there were no more legal rights for the demons or assignments that had not been canceled. We were able to cast them out. But it also disclosed, I had him, the demon, give the top 10 lies. He was speaking into his head, and he told me later he was hearing those in his head. And, of course, the demon even admitted that the lies were lies. The opposite is the truth. And so after the deliverance, the man could hear the spirit talking through his mouth. I went through those and reversed them, since the opposite of the lies was the truth. And so that makes the guy feel better, as I told him right off. If you're the demon saying these, you know, these, he admits these lies are the opposite is the truth. So, yeah, it was a good deliverance, and the family will be going forth in this. This man also was loaded with gifts, God-given gifts. There were so many. I had the demon give me the gifts that he had in his storehouse. And I was writing them down on the yellow tablet, and finally I had to go into the margin of the yellow tablet. I didn't count them, but he was so loaded. And of course, that's why the demons, Christians that have a lot of God-given gifts and anointings and destinies, the enemy senses that and puts demons out on assignment to try to block them, and that's what we blew away last night.
Well, they do operate in a military-type program, and one of the things you do in the military is you try to take out the more heavily armed ones, and those that had the most gifts would be the most heavily armed, so they would be the bigger target.
That's exactly right. And the lesser ones are left confused and no one to boss them and give them commands. Yeah, the enemy is definitely easier at that point.
Yes. So, but again, if you have any questions about deliverance, you can go to deliveranceusa.com, and there is just a wealth of information on the website there, training videos, so you can self-deliverance on there as well. You can go through the videos and follow along and go through self-deliverance, or you can get the book, Doing the Supernatural Works of Jesus. You can call the office at 307-742-7582. So, Rich, you'd like to have that, I believe we ask a $20 offering for that, and he'll get it sent out to you. And again, if you just follow the steps that are in there, you can do a lot of freedom in yourself just by doing those steps. And there's a lot of information here too about the keys to staying free and being. Once you're set free, it's important to stay free, and that's talked about in Scripture too, where it's mentioned that when the house is put in order, the spirits can't come back. But if they see the door open and there's nothing there, they come back, and they come back seven worse than before. And that's so important for those keys to staying free, is to keep the spirits or other spirits from coming back in fuller force. So it's real important to follow through with those and do those things. You know, the big one is doing the I Ams. I am a child of God. I am redeemed. I am loved. I'm able to do all things in Christ Jesus who strengthens me. These are just good things to say, a few examples to say on a regular basis. And when you get to that point in your life where you start saying I Ams that are negatives, you can start thinking long and hard, and wait a second, maybe there's something they're lying to me. so
that's you exactly right.
Yep, perish the thought on that, and tell that thought to go and extinguish it by the blood of Jesus, and it works. I mean, I have not, in 3 years, have not seen it not work in my life. And Pastor. I don't know how long you've been using Parish of Thought, but I guarantee it's never not worked for you either, huh?
And, of course, that's very scriptural. When those lies come at us, and you can usually recognize them because they're negative in nature, defeating in nature, and you perish those thoughts. You can cast it down in Jesus' name.
Yes.
And because I think all Christians, you know, we're going to have that coming at us. I've had a spirit actually tell me that they were having a hard time with this particular person that they were in, that because this person was standing on the word too much, therefore that person was not buying the lies.
Well, that's what our Lord Jesus did. He stood upon the word when the devil came at him. And the devil liked to use that scripture and twist it and take it out of context. And Jesus stood on the word and says, no, it is written. It is written. It is written. And so when you have those times, and it will come, those times of depression in your life, or those spirits of depression will try to attack you, you might say those things, you're dumb, you're no good, and you can't accomplish anything. That's when you can come back and say, no, it is written, I am, and all these things are in Jesus. And if you need an I Am confessional, and you don't have one, I believe there's an I Am's are on the website, but you can also get that from Scriptures for America. And I think that might even be available on the Scriptures for America website. I haven't really gone through and checked all the free stuff that's on there, but I know that we will get that out to you at no charge if you need it. You can get that again doing 307-742-7582. If you don't have that in your arsenal, I highly suggest you get it because it's such an important tool to combat against the enemy as the I Am's.
Amen. Yeah, we give those out to people and that yellow, we call it the yellow handout. And those I Am's are a way to fill your house. And besides, everybody seems to be pumped. I'm pumped. Every time I read those out loud of who I am in Jesus, it's just a grouping of scriptures of who we are. And there's something supernatural about reading them out loud that it feeds your spirit man big time. And it just pumps you up. So we always recommend people right away after deliverance start going through those I Am's.
Well, it's like flexing your spiritual muscles. You know, it's lifting spiritual weights, and if you repeat it enough, you'll believe it.
Yes,
you really will. You'll believe it, and that's the same thing we've had people talk about over and over through the past almost 3 years now. This program has been going on, and about those that kept speaking that they didn't listen to the enemy, especially when it came to healing. And said, no, what the word says is, by his stripes I am healed. And that's just so important to keep that up, especially if you're fighting anything that's in your life when it comes to health. It's real important to say no, especially if you've been prayed over. You can stand upon the promise. Every prayer has been put upon you. You can stand upon the promise that the word says that in Psalms 103, the word says that the Lord heals all your diseases. Stand upon the promises of what's been laid out in James 5 about calling on the elders and being anointed with oil and prayed over. You can stand upon the promise of what it says, and I can't remember if it's 1st or 2nd Peter, but it says, by his stripes that I am healed. Those things are there, and you can stand upon those promises when you are taking communion, because that body that was broken was for our healing. You can stand upon all those promises, and it's just good to repeat them, because then you're putting you're strengthening your spirit man, you're flexing your spiritual muscles, and you're letting the enemy know, hey, you can't defeat me on this one.
Amen. The more you get the word inside of you, the more it'll come out, and of course the enemy doesn't want to hear it.
No, Pastor, do we think maybe we need to take a second to call our caller, because it looks like they're a little late again this week?
Yeah, of course, sent texts to him several times today. Yeah, I'll come back and I'll give her a call.
Okay, go right ahead. And again, folks, we do any questions you have about deliverance, you can go to info@deliveranceusa.com. and drop us an email, and we'll get answers to you if there's any questions you need, or you can go to the website, or even call the phone number. Get a hold of Richard at 307-742-7582, and if there's anything you want, you need from Pastor Cox or myself, you're welcome to leave a number. That's happened from time to time, and Richard will get a hold of us, and one of us will get in contact with you. But this past few weeks, I've been doing my study in the Bible, in the book of Acts, and you know, I used to look back at the book of Acts and think, wow, that must have been some mighty neat times, fine times. I wish we could see that today. Never realizing that that power and authority that was granted there was at my fingertips, is at everybody's fingertips. And now that they've been exposed to this ministry of Jesus and realized that it wasn't just for them, it's for today, have witnessed some things that are very similar there that laid out the book of Acts. And it's as I read the book and study the book, it just brings out a whole new, it's like a whole new book to me. Of course, it is a living word, and that's what's fantastic about it, is because you can get something out of it every time you read it. But it's just, it just jumps out at me like it's never jumped out before. So, just highly, highly suggest go back through the book of Acts again and read that with the light of what we've been learning over the last couple of years of deliverance. And it's just absolutely fantastic to sit there and see that. So, just kind of wait here for Pastor to come on. Richard, you can join me anytime you want here.
Yeah, I'm opened up to the book of Acts, as a matter of fact. And I thought you were doing great. You were carrying it real good. And it is. You know, the book of Acts, that's one of the reasons that Christianity grew so much, is it's not what the people knew. It's what they did. It's their actions.
Yeah.
Hence the book of Acts. Yeah. The book of what the early Christians did after Jesus died, was resurrected, and went on to be with the Father in heaven. What did the people do then? You read the book of Acts, and you see what they did. It is a fantastic book. With the travels.
Well, as you read through, and I've got my cross references in the middle pages.
Yes.
And it'll have almost every time in the book of Acts where you see the word signs. Here it is in chapter 14, verse 3. It says, therefore they spent a long time there speaking boldly with reliance upon the Lord. He was testifying to the word of his grace, granting that signs and wonders be done by their hands. And there's always right there by that word signs, you go to the cross references, attesting miracles.
Yes.
And those attesting miracles really support what you're saying. Just like the attesting miracles that most people come here on Hope is Alive will talk about. You know, they talk about being set free from drugs, set free from the bondage of pornography. We've seen that. Set free from cancer.
Yes.
Just all these things, and these are attesting miracles.
Amen.
And this is part of those things that come out. And
well, Ralph, I heard the phone chirp. I think we've got Pastor back, and we've got our caller on. Let me bring them on. Well, maybe not. We'll have to let that phone ring again. I think we had Pastor Cox back, though. Pastor Cox, did we get you back?
Amen. I'm aboard.
And the phone was ringing, and so maybe they'll call back.
All right. I'm sure they will, and we'll just go right here. We'll just exercise their authority. It's been Luke 10:19.
Sure, here we go. Let's try this call.
We command it stop right now, in Jesus' name.
And good evening.
Good evening.
And is this Artie?
Yes, this is Artie.
Well, Artie, you're on the air with the Hope is Alive with Pastor Cox and Ralph, so welcome to the program.
Oh, well, thank you. Thank you for having me on.
Thank you for joining us this evening, Artie.
Oh. I just thought I wanted to be able to call in and speak to someone and let them know what all the Lord has done to me in my life. And I'm saying all over that.
Okay, well, I'm glad you called in, Artie, and we got till 35 after the hour. But if you could, go ahead and give some history on yourself and when you were born again and And then how you learned about deliverance and the experiences you've had in deliverance.
I grew up in McAllister, Oklahoma, went to church a lot. When I got older, I kind of ventured away. But the Lord never did leave me, you know. He's been there all the time. And it's amazing. I was born again in the beginning of this year, and brought back to, you know, flock. I went to deliverance with a friend of mine, so my daughter and her husband were at, I was drawn back to it, and I never realized a lot of things that were holding me back and holding me down was demonic spirits, so to speak, that were attached to me through different things in my ancestry and so forth, until I got to deliverance and was set free by breaking those ties. I've been very blessed. Since then, I have had a tremendous amount of peace. I had someone walk out of my life recently, and this is one of my testimonies. Is a year and a half, 2 years ago, I would have been a very resentful, vengeful, cold-hearted person, and all I could do now is forgive them, pray for blessings on them, and have a peace within my soul that is just amazing.
Praise God. Now, in the past, you'd had an addiction problem. You might share some about that, Artie.
Yes. Wow. My thank you, Lord Jesus. I was I used drugs. First, I was an alcoholic. Used drugs, smoked cigarettes, and I no longer have those urges. And I didn't go to any AA meetings or anything like that. The Lord, my Lord and Savior, and when I say Savior, I do mean Savior, delivered me from alcohol, drugs, lust, smoking cigarettes. I mean, it's just been amazing. Amazing.
Yeah,
I couldn't have done it without the Lord and Savior. Jesus has been a very big part of my life, and he, since going to deliverance, it's like I want more, you know. I just can't get enough of his word, or trying to do things that he wants me to do, to walk in his light, to make him proud of me. And that's one thing I've learned is I used to be also very conscious about what people here on earth, you know, the flesh thought of me or what they would say or whatever, and that isn't what I think about now. It's just how I can make God proud of me, you know, and walk the way he wants me to walk, do the things he wants me to do.
Praise God.
So being delivered from all those by his grace is just it's just amazing. He's helped me lately
too.
With, just before I got into deliverance, he blessed me with an apartment, and I wasn't even in their system. I had to go down like the next day and be put in. I also got an apartment not too long before that, too long after that, and then I just Thank you.
You're kind of cutting out. I apologize.
But I'm saying I was blessed with an apartment, then I was blessed with a job. Just the other day, I was blessed with another car because my car was on its last legs. And, you know, I just give everything to the Lord now, and He is amazing. If I feel something, you know, coming back or whatever, I renounce it in the name of Jesus, and it goes. It needs, you know, it has to go away. It's not welcome here because the Lord reigns here. That's all there is to it.
Praise God! And you even got a job recently, didn't you?
Yes, I did. And I came to the. I'm in the hospital right now, to be honest. And you know, but the Lord has just done amazing things. My lab test I just was told came back, and they were just amazingly good, like a 20-year-old, and I'm not 20. But they were all good, and they were waiting for my stress test to come back, which I know is going to be just amazing, but they didn't get them back, so that's what the gentleman was just telling me, that they couldn't release me until in the morning. So I ask everyone to pray for me that my job is understanding, because it's a new job. I just started last week, and I had to leave it yesterday and come to the hospital and get checked out, and they kept me all day today, and I didn't get to go to work, and I'm not going to be able to make it really early in the morning to work, so I'm asking the Lord to, cover me and make sure that my job is still there for me, and give me the learning ability to just pick up where I left off and just soar through it like an eagle through air. Amen.
Praise God. Well, Artie, when you were ministered to, did you feel those spirits coming out, or what was it like?
The first time I went to Deliverance, I was, I tell everybody when I do the testimony, I tell people they should go to Deliverance and listen to the Word, and it's more spiritual there than anywhere else I've been, because when I went there the first time, I had knots, like, come up in my throat, and my throat got really wide and thick, and it was really strange, because I put my hand up there, and, Joanne put the Bible on my throat and started praying, and when she did, the sounds and stuff that come out of my throat, my mouth, were not of me. It was more demonic than I was as it was happening, I was thinking, thank you, Lord, for, you know, delivering me from these demons that have been binding me for so long, and not having any idea what was going on in my life to cause so many problems. You know, I'd had failed marriages, and the boyfriend I had at the time that introduced me to Deliverance, actually, he just walked away, and I look at other people and I pray for them. I pray for them because I know now what those demons are like and what they can do to you and if you don't acknowledge them and renounce them and let the Lord work in your life, they have such a terrible stronghold on you and can destroy so much. And I was there for years, and like I said, I feel so much at peace now, and clean. I feel clean, I guess would be the word for it. You know, I don't.
Praise God.
I don't hold on to that anger, or I'm not cold-hearted or uncaring. I'm my Lord and Savior wouldn't be proud of me if I was that way, you know. And before I was released from those, and the sounds, I'll tell a people that I have witnessed to, I said, I wish I had recorded it because it was so enlightening and eye-opening. That the sound, like I said, the sound that came out of me and my throat was not of me.
Yeah.
And I just pray for
typical
people that are bound by these demonic spirits that control them. And I've seen it with people that are Christian, that are in church, you know, and they follow the Lord and they speak the Lord's words. But I've also seen them with these demons attached to them, and they don't acknowledge or realize it, and it just, I pray for them because it is such a relief to have those chains broke.
Yeah. Well, hallelujah. Praise God. You definitely got a Jesus overhaul. Hallelujah. And
yes,
that will encourage others that are having those same addictions that find out that Jesus' way is the easy way. And praise God.
Yes.
Well, thank you so much for calling in.
I've been talking to people here that do have the addictions. And then, like I said, there's some people that don't have addictions as far as drugs or alcohol, but they have the addiction of and the demonic spirits attack them of lies or deceit or cold-heartedness or anger. And I tell all of them, with those and the materialistic addictions, that if they would just go to deliverance one time, just sit there and listen, you know. Let the Lord work in their lives and accept Him into their soul and their life and let Him rule it. They would be just so relieved if they were set free as I was.
Yes.
I mean, it's amazing. Yes. Amen. Hallelujah. Thank the Lord.
And that's why testimonies like yours go a long ways in telling the story of that there is an answer, that, you know, if you try to do it by willpower, oh my goodness. Again, the Jesus way is the easy way if you cast out the spirits.
Hallelujah, hallelujah. Yes, because the human flesh and mind is very weak, I guess you might say. You know, without Him, we can't overcome things. And when we have Him on, because I had faith and I believed in the Lord, but I never really, you know, I tell people even on materialistic objects, I said, you know, I used to say I wasn't materialistic. And I really believed it. Excuse me. And I believed in the Lord and had faith, but He showed me through the last 4 years, you know, I lost, I don't know how many thousand, I know well over $30,000-$40,000 worth of household appliances and materialistic things. And it would bother me, but this last time when I lost the $10,000 cargo van full of stuff, he let me know that, see, Artie, and here just a week ago, I was sitting in the car talking to a girl and a friend, and she goes, I need such and such. I looked at her, I said, you know what I need? And she said, what, Artie? I said, I don't need anything except God. And I said, all I need is Him, and He puts everything else into perspective. He brings everything that I need. He supplies my needs. And I said, it's so much more peaceful being that way as attached with all the demons that make you angry and cry and worry and all this, you know. And I just pray for everybody out there to let the Lord into their life and go to deliverance at least one time. Because I know if you go one time and you have your faith in Him and you believe in Him, you're going to want to go back. You're just going to want to go back and be,
yes,
totally wiped clean. And if anything else comes back and tries to attack on you, all you got to do is go to deliverance. And the spirit there is just so moving that whatever is trying to attack you isn't going to have no choice other than to leave. Amen. Hallelujah.
And Artie, you're right that if you, well, many people seem to get their overhaul in one session.
Yes.
If they need to come back, then that certainly is available for them, and a certain number do that. And every now and then we'll have one that's come back a number of times. But none of us have this down to a perfect science. But we've gotten pretty good at it, doing the Monday night thing, you know, 34 years now with the ministers.
Yes,
and it's like anything, if you keep doing it, you ought to get pretty good at it. Well, we're fairly seasoned,
amen.
I think. Well, the other caller apparently is not called in, Artie. Is there anything else you'd like to share in your experiences and in your testimony?
Well, I know when I walked into deliverance the first time, I felt so alone and abandoned. And I remember you walked up to me and you put your arm around my shoulder and said, you look like you need a hug. I think that made me cry even more, and I said, I'll be back. And I turned around and went out, and I tried to go talk to the gentleman that introduced me to deliverance to get him to also go there and be delivered, because I could see attachment to him. But him being longer, I think he thought he being longer into the Word of God and stuff, that I was just saying this stuff. And so I just went to where he was at, talked to him, and then I said, you know, I'll pray for you, but I got to go. And the Lord directed me back to Deliverance Church, and I am so grateful, because it just let me grow so much in the way the Lord wants me to be, and to help people and to direct them, you know, towards His love and His forgiveness, and the power of being released and break ties from demonic curses and all the other things that may just be in your ancestry, you know, that you may not even know that you've had there. But once you're released, it's just such a breath of fresh air, so to speak.
Well, amen. And again, we call it a Jesus overhaul. Is it now you're able to go forward in your life already unhindered by those spirits, and you're using your God-given gifts that you got at birth and doing your ministry and your destiny. So hold on to your hat. It'll be exciting to see what happens from here.
It will be, because it is a Jesus overhaul, because I've got so much stronger, and you know, it's just not like I think to what to say. It's like when I'm talking to someone about what He can do for them and in their life, He puts the words in my mouth, which is great, because if I tried to do it, you know, it's not the same if we try to do it. I keep telling people, you know, for many years, I kept trying to figure out why my marriage has failed, and, you know, why my kids are the way they are, or why this is, and all along, you know, me trying to figure it out and fix it and stuff just wouldn't work. But since I've gave it to the Lord, amen, hallelujah, thank you, Jesus, it's just, things are so different and peaceful. Now, don't get me wrong, because once you get closer to the Lord, you will have, you know, the enemy that will try to attack and like, do things around you just to see if it can, you know, if you will be weak and let those demons back in, or let them attach yourself to you. But if you just renounce them and keep the Lord's word in you, and by His power, they cannot harm you again. They cannot attach yourself. Amen. And
amen.
You are cleansed. you know, it's just, it's amazing. It's amazing. The Lord is good all the time. All the time, amen.
Artie, have you thought about going through the training?
Yes, I have, actually. I thought about going through the training to become one of the ministers at Deliverance. I have. I've spoke about it quite often lately. I do believe that's the direction the Lord is leading me. So, yeah, I've just got to let Him guide me in trying to get the time and the training down and go forth with it, you know, and follow Him and His Word. And I'm ready for the journey.
Well, yeah, and all you got to do is start coming on Monday night at 5:45 and go down the hallway where it says War Room. That's where the trainees get together and go through the training with them. And then they set in with a team leader, and that's how we've all learned, was going through the training and then setting in and observing and all, and over a period of time, a Christian learns how to do it. It's a little bit like flying. I was a pilot for a good 30 years, and we always, you know, when you learn to fly, you go through ground school, and then you get some dual and fly with a pilot that's qualified, and over a period of time, one learns to do it. So, kind of the same concept. So you might think about that, and we'd love to have you, and it's very fulfilling. All Christians can learn to do this, so pray about it.
Yes, I will. Thank you. Yes, he's been putting it heavy, you know, on my heart and in my mind, and I do believe that's the direction I'm going to be taking, and I'm excited about it. You know, it puts peace and joy and laughter within my soul, you know, and where I used to be having tears,
yes,
it's a whole different thing now.
And Artie, you probably have some friends that would be interested in deliverance and probably need some, since it's all around us, that you'll be able to steer some in as well for ministry.
Oh, yes, there is, because I was homeless for 4 years, so I come across a lot of people who have, you know, demons attached to them, and I've been speaking to them about it. And as I said, the gentleman that introduced me to Deliverance has been there in the past, and I pray that he also goes back to Deliverance, because at one point, if you let your guard down, I do believe that demons will attach themselves back to you. You will be under attack, and it's a spiritual warfare. You know, it's a spiritual attack. It's not out here in flesh. And a lot of the people that I've been speaking to on the street that are still homeless, I keep telling them, you know, I'm the perfect example of what the Lord can do. I mean, He's amazing. If you just have faith and believe in Him and let Him set you free, you know, let Him take control of your life. I went from homeless and not having anything, no job, no home, no stability, to having an apartment, having a vehicle, having an apartment, having a job. And of course, I had to come to the hospital yesterday. So I had a little chest pain, but they've been gone. And like I said, all my lab tests came back. Just the lab technician said they were amazing. They were perfect. You know,
praise God.
And yes, praise the Lord. Yes, praise God. And then the stress test I took today, it gave me a little bit of a headache, but usually it gives people a lot of reactions, and it didn't. You know, the Lord has made me very strong, and He's still conditioning me to help him find the rest of his flock and get them back to where they need to be. And by his power and grace, all I want to do is make him proud of me and help others find the faith and belief and you know, just like a little mustard seed of faith, where you take that seed and you put some water on it and it can grow. You know, and if they, yes. I tell them, if you just let it grow, and if you pray in faith, you know, have faith in the Lord. Know that he's going to help you. Know that he's going to do something, because he will. And it's not going to be in your time. You know, it's not going to be in the flesh and a man's time. It's going to be in his time. And sometimes he says no, or he lets things go out of our life because they're not of God. You know, they're not good for us. And he puts something that is godly and something that is good for us in our life. And I just, I praise God every day. I can't thank him enough for all that he's done for me. And I pray that he does just as much for all the lost souls out there and guides me in his way and gives me the words to help me get through them, to bring them closer to him. Amen.
Amen. And as you said, you're a perfect example of what the Lord can do. And there's so many all around the country that are addicted to various things. And you know, you'll be able to minister to people, Artie, that, and talk to them since you've been there and lead them accordingly. So that's pretty awesome. I know the Lord is proud of you, Artie.
That's what I worry about now. You know, I worry about if people here are proud of me or if they talk about me or anything. The only thing that I pray about and want is for my Lord and Savior, God Almighty, to be proud of me and guide me in the steps I need to take and the kind of person I need to be.
Yes. Well, Artie, I don't know what happened to our other caller, but you did a marvelous job of filling in the time.
Yes,
and,
yes, she has.
A great testimony.
Yes, she has.
Well, thank you. It's been such a pleasure to be on here, and hopefully whoever out there has heard my testimony and heard me speak, the Lord has worked through me and bring them closer to him. And closer to being delivered from any demonic spirits that are attached to them, and let them know that the Lord's love is so amazing and so strong.
Hallelujah.
Artie, I want to suggest to you, as you're thinking, sitting there thinking about the training, what's so nice about going to the training there is just the wealth of experience there that's available. Sometimes it's Pastor Cox leading them, sometimes it's Mary Jo, sometimes it's Jerry, but you have all these people that are there that not only those that are learning, there are those who have been doing it will sit in. So something will be brought up and then you'll be able to hear, well, this is a case that I had and this is how I handled it. So it's like you're not going in there to learn to fly or drive without any experience. It's you've got such a wealth of people there, and it's encouraging, and they help each other out. And if you have any questions, people are friendly to help, you know, to help you. And it's just such a good learning, a place of learning, because everybody there has already gone through deliverance, so the benefits of deliverance, and can see, definitely see the benefits of it. And so they want to help each other out so they can get this out to more people. So it's and it's a good way to stay free, because a lot of times it's, you talk about this to some people and they look at you like crazy.
right.
And not the crazy one, because you're with everybody else that understands and sees this part of the ministry of Jesus. And you did a really good job tonight. We thank you. I guess the Lord wanted you on the whole time, and hopefully we'll get the other call next week. But we thank you for calling in this evening.
God bless
Thank
you,
you so much
you
for having
great.
Me. God bless you, too. Have a blessed night.
And that is, no, you too. And Pastor, that is a good thing to have that kind of support, because a lot of times people don't have it, and you know, and like she was saying, that if you don't keep the upkeep, if you don't watch it, and stay on top of it, things can come back worse. Which, you know, we talked about that a little bit earlier with the I Ams, but it is when you have that core group, that body of believers. And we're told not to forsake the assembly. Unfortunately, some people don't have that assembly to be able to come together like you have there. So any listeners that are close to Oklahoma City, if you haven't been doing it, I suggest getting there, because it's really beneficial, really beneficial. Well, Pastor, we're getting down to the last few minutes. Is there anything you want to add to this evening?
Well, like she said, she's had about as tough a time as anyone would have, and yet she rose above it through deliverance. And so you talk about an encouraging testimony.
Yeah.
From rising from all those addictions when she was homeless, and now she's got a job, she's got a car, and she's going forward in her ministry. Praise God.
You know, I'd call that a testing miracle.
Yes. Yes.
Like it says in the book of Signs and Wonders, attesting miracles. And thank you, Jesus. Thank you. So we're about out of time. And Richard, play that great song, and we'll talk to everybody next
Luke,
week.
Chapter 10, yeah. Verse 19.
All right. God bless.
I have given you authority to trample on snakes and scorpions.
You are the last party in the conference.
All the power of the enemy, who to overcome. I have given you authority to trample on snakes and scorpions,
and to overcome all the power of the enemy,
who to overcome.
Nothing
will harm you.
Nothing will harm you.